This is 7AD. Now, you may have seen the photo in the Advocate this week of the Salvation Army thrift shop in Devonport, the one in William Street. Looking like a bit of a tip, actually. People have been donating, leaving their bags of clothes and things out the front near the clothing donation bins, which are overflowing. So this is good and bad, I guess. To tell us more, Captain Dale Saunders from the Salvos. Good morning, Dale.
Good morning.
Okay, so good and bad. It's good that people are donating, but bad that they're just leaving them on the lawn there, on the grass.
Yeah, we've got four big bins, and we empty them on Friday at 4 p.m, last thing we do before our staff leave. And by Sunday lunchtime, they're chock-a-block full, and we just then are overflowing. And yeah. I just love the generosity of the folks. It's just, we just need to get a little bit better at how we or when we donate.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's go through the times. When should people donate?
We're open Monday to Friday from 9 till 4 and also Saturday from 9 till 2.
All right. So please don't leave your donations outside of those hours.
By all means, if they fit in the red bins,
yeah,
pop them in the red bins. But if you've got furniture, give us a call so we can come and pick it up at an appropriate time. And we just want the donations, but we just can't leave them outside because they'll get smashed, broken, stolen, or rained on if the weather's bad.
Right. And as far as clothes go, if the bin's full, just try another day.
That's right. That will be really appreciated.
Right. How are you going there at the Salvos? Things okay?
Yeah, my wife and I have only been here 12 months, had a stint in Melbourne. We are Tasmanians, though, just off from the northwest, though, but
yeah,
we're really enjoying being in this beautiful part of the country.
Have you got enough volunteers helping out at the thrift shops?
Always need more. Most of our volunteers are 60-plus,
yeah,
and some of them have been helping us for years and years and years, and they're not getting any younger and they're certainly not getting any healthier. So if people can spare a couple of hours a week that on a regular basis, that would be awesome. And the best way for them to do that is just to pop in and see our thrift shop manager, Des, and we'd love to get you signed up.
Look, I'm a fan of the thrift shops. I go there fairly regularly, or at least a couple of times a year, and try and find a bargain. There's plenty of them.
Yeah, and I love thrift shops myself, and my wife, Belinda, who's also a Salvation Army officer, she loves all the thrift shops too. We just want to do the right thing by the community and not having to throw stuff out because it's been wrecked. And if we can just get it in a bit more of an orderly manner, then things will work out really well.
Yeah, and apart from, you know, obviously the eyesore and the mess it creates at the front of the thrift shop with the clothes and bags everywhere, you know, someone's got to actually collect that and pick it up and then sort it out. So
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And, once it's all soaking wet, it's basically going straight to landfill, and that's a tragedy.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for having a yarn, Dale. Appreciate it.
You're most welcome. Thank you very much, and all the best.